Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey, BTN News listeners, welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 8th of November, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you right this very second in about 5 minutes. Facebook's been on a roll lately, kind of taking a little piece here from somebody, a little piece here, kind of making their own little thing. Actually, Instagram, which, by the way, we all know Facebook owns too, they've been kind of taking their things from Snapchat and all this sort of stuff, so why not the trend continue? This time, Facebook says, yeah, we could do a LinkedIn thing. Oh yeah, that's right. Facebook said yesterday it was testing a feature that would let page administrators create job postings and receive applications from candidates. What's that sound like? Yep, sounds like LinkedIn. Now, Facebook's saying, based on behavior they've seen on their platform, see, they are watching us. Many small businesses actually already post job openings on their page. So they decided, let's run a test page for admins to create job postings and receive applications in that form. So it might be a while before we see this, and you know, you have to think about it. It's a little bittersweet too, isn't it? Yeah, we all really hate LinkedIn, yeah. Then again, we all pretty much hate Facebook too. On with more news in the social realm, Twitter this time, and Vine. Of course, we all heard Twitter's dumping Vine, but now I think they pulled back a little bit on that. They're thinking, whoa, 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 why dump it when we could sell it? Yes, from sources actually that have talked to TechCrunch, said that Twitter's looking at multiple bids for Vine. And though they're not really saying who is in the running right now to buy it, it seems the messaging giant Line, yeah, remember them? They seem to be in the lead right now. So now that Twitter has decided to do a little backpedal and said, oh, wait, maybe we could sell it. How much are they asking? Well, the rumor on the street is about $10 million. Yeah, really? I know, it seems like a lot of money. But remember, Twitter paid $30 million for it. Oops. Find my bloody iPhone. Yeah, it is kind of a nice feature that we get with our Apple devices. Although, let's face it, if somebody steals your phone, chances are they're going to turn it off right away and it kind of renders it unusable. But Apple might be on our side of trying to make it a little easier to find our stolen phones now. Discovered by the folks over at CNBC, there seems to be a new patented application for a particular type of feature that when an iPhone is stolen or powered off, it will automatically turn itself back on in order to transmit location data to its owner. And you're thinking, well, the thief's going to see it and go, whoa, 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 what's happening? No, the thief ain't going to know what's going on. Seems that the phone would turn on, but the screen would not. Then apparently after the phone turns itself on, it will send an SMS, email, or something like that to you. Pretty nice, but there is one glitch in this thing. If your phone is low on battery, yeah, unfortunately, nothing's going to help that. Maybe if this patent goes through, we'll get more power, yeah, from Apple. And finally, oh, the new Nintendo NES Classic is out. And no, it looks so good and googly and that's tiny little glory there. But one has to kind of wonder, how did Nintendo put this thing together? Well, thank goodness there's some people out there in the tech world that like to take crap apart. And funny enough, after taking it apart, you know, the emulators that we've all been building for the last, I don't know how many years? It's pretty much built the same way. Yes, it appears to be running Linux on what looks like a Raspberry Pi. Although technically not a Raspberry Pi. And we also have to look at it this way. The main difference is theirs is the legal one. What we've been doing is very questionable. Yes, inside the NES Classic, you'll find a quad-core Linux computer with 256 megabytes of RAM and 512 megabytes of flash memory for storage. Meaning, no, unless you want to get the soldering iron out and possibly void your warranty and all access to those 30 games, you can't expand that to add more games. Nope, nope, nope. Although I'm sure somebody's going to try. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, of course, the destination for everything that is the British Tech Network. Head on over there and check it out for yourself. We got the podcasts all over there. We got the blog on all over there. Plenty of things to keep you occupied all day long. Like our Facebook page, by the way, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And hang out with our BTN community in our Slack room at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Hump Day Wednesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, Monday's over, so now we can officially start the work week. Have a great Tuesday, and thank you very much for listening.